And now a spokesman for Turkey's ruling Justice and Development Party says the dissident Saudi journalist could not have been murdered without a high-level order straight out of the kingdom. Omer Çelik stressed that Turkey will not let anyone cover up Jamal Khashoggi's killing. He said it's impossible the Saudis have not still found Khashoggi's body. Turkish chief prosecutor has also said Khashoggi was strangled and his body dismembered in a pre-planned killing at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Revelations came after the kingdom's top prosecutor finished his investigation in Turkey and then returned to Saudi Arabia. Riyadh initially denied any involvement in the murder and then later admitted it, the killing, but constantly kept changing its narrative on exactly how this incident took place. And Riyadh also rejects the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman had anything to do with the hit. Now we're joined out of San Francisco by Mr. Scott Bennett, political commentator. Hello, Scott. Thank you for joining us back on the program. Your thoughts on this fallout we're continuing to see, especially out of Ankara. They're playing this thing really close to their chest. Your thoughts, please.
Well, from an information warfare perspective, you are witnessing Turkey making a final last dash blow to decapitate the Mohammed bin Salman regime and end the Saudi Arabian Wahhabist adulteration of Islam and the hijacking of Mecca and Medina, and I think the return to the Ottoman Empire, which was the grassroots plan all along for Turkish President Erdogan. So he is going to, like you've wisely observed, squeeze this dry to get every drop of political capital out of it, and he will relentlessly attack the Saudi Arabian leader Mohammed bin Salman as a madman, as a lunatic, as a violator of Islam who's killed brothers and sisters of Islam in his genocide against Yemen. You'll see Turkish President Erdogan align himself with morality of Europe by saying Germany, France, and Britain is a doing the right thing by cutting off all weapon sales to Saudi Arabia, and he will cozy up to Europe, and that, you know, all of these political opportunities are very easy for Erdogan to advance, because he can also, through being the liaison to Europe, be the liaison to Russia. So Turkey can emerge from this, as strange as it may sound, the most dominant political player in the Middle East outside of Russia and Iran. And it's an opportunity for Iran and Turkey to realign the Muslim world and to identify the Saudi Arabians are the anathema to Islam, the you know, retarded, deformed mongoloid that's left in the closet that no one wants to look at. That's the nature of Mohammed bin Salman. And Trump had better recognize that the world is turning against the Saudi Arabian moral insanity. And if he doesn't abandon alignment with Saudi Arabia, if he doesn't very clearly say, I have to do the will of the American people, and the American people want nothing to do with a madman who kills journalists, who incidentally was about to declare Saudi Arabia funneling chemical weapons involved in various operations. That's why they killed Khashoggi, is because he was releasing to RT and others information about chemical weapons coming from Saudi Arabia against its own citizens and Yemen and Syria. That's why they took him out, and that's yet to come out fully. But President Trump is in a very bad position if he does not say the American people want nothing to do with this sort of behavior or character, and no amount of money is ever going to buy the moral purity of the American people. If he doesn't come on that side and accentuate the moral purity of the American people, he's coming down on the side of the moral impurity, the prostitution of the American people to money and arms contracts, and that will be very politically damaging to him. So Trump has got to recognize that Turkey and Iran and Russia are wisely, I think, positioning themselves to look at Mohammed bin Salman in Saudi Arabia as the murderous, thuggish, assassin regime that it is. And you will very clearly see, I think, as Dr. Kevin Barrett wisely observed, a coup d'etat, if it has not already happened, because Mohammed bin Salman may be slated for being taken out already, or has been already taken out, you're just not seeing too much of it. But I think we're witnessing the last days of the Saudi regime. We're witnessing a moral, spiritual, schizophrenic breakdown of Saudi Arabia. You're seeing by their fruits, you shall know them. The fruit of Saudi Arabia has always been death, tyranny, violence, as evidenced in the Wahhabists being sent to combat the Soviet Union in the 80s, to the Wahhabists that were sent into Libya with Saudi Arabia and Qatar to overthrow Muammar Gaddafi, with the wicked regimes of France and Germany and Britain under Cameron and Sarkozy, and the Saudi Arabians, of course, in Syria, and sending its Wahhabi mercenaries to rape and pillage the Syrian people, including Syrian Christians. So this is a time for all, I think, decent countries to realign and recognize that Saudi Arabia has reached its expiration date on the shelf of political life and needs to be completely changed. And I think Turkey is emerging as the political player to reinstitute sanity in the Muslim world and work with open hands in at least cohabiting tolerance and if not friendship with Iran to balance out the insanity that Mohammed bin Salman's been pushing. The Saudi Arabians have been pushing for war and in the process deforming the good face of Islam.
Thank you for joining us and for your perspective. Once again on the program, Mr. Scott Bennett, political commentator. They're joining us out of San Francisco, California. Thanks, Scott.